Hello, and welcome to SearchCRM.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And mobile customer relationship management has become increasingly important for a variety of departments in the enterprise, particularly sales, but not just sales. And experts say that mobile CRM has been slow to take off. Shoehorning existing CRM interfaces and features into a mobile environment just isn't going to cut it. So today, I have joining me Marsha Lager, a CRM expert, to discuss some of the trends in mobile CRM and the state of the market more generally. So welcome, Marsha.
Thank you, Lauren. Pleasure to be here.
So Marsha, as is common with my experts, I have several questions for you. And my first is, you know, why hasn't mobile CRM really taken off?
Well, mobile CRM is actually a kind of a big deal in today's market. It has been since laptop computers became a thing. But despite that, you're right, there are factors holding it back from being an even bigger deal. It's usually a nice-to-have feature in your CRM instead of a must-have. I think one of the biggest things in the way really is the use case for business users. Mobile CRM isn't just about being on the road anymore. You know, since the advent of smartphones and tablets and all that, mobility has a place in the office too. The gadgets and the concept of bring your own device have fundamentally changed the way some of us get work done, and it's hard to keep up with the changes. At the same time though, many organizations are resistant to change, or to letting workers use personal devices in a business setting. Another issue is the same one that has plagued CRM in general practically from the beginning, awareness and adoption of the product. You know, if you don't know that you have the option to go mobile, or if you choose not to bother with it, then the best mobile CRM in the world isn't going to do you any good.
So as is often the case, even, you know, some of the technologies are probably mature enough for users, but users have to get used to this way of working. Is that right?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. So now let's talk about those users. You know, does mobile CRM work for every department, or are there certain kinds of users who should use mobile CRM and others not so much?
I would say that really, anybody who can demonstrate a need or show value to cutting free of the desktop should have access to mobile. I mean, it began life as a tool for salespeople out on the road, and it absolutely still belongs there so that, you know, customer visits can be more efficient, more productive, and the office can know what's going on out in the real world. But sales managers, you know, the managers can use a mobile client to stay connected to their salespeople while just making their rounds to the rest of the team in the office or while taking a meeting with other department heads. Marketers can know the exact status of campaigns and the response to them as they're going on and intervene, even if they're not, you know, at the desk or with their team. Customer service reps, they don't have to live in a cubicle farm anymore. And, you know, they have virtual call centers now where the people who are taking contacts from customers aren't in an office at all. They may be working from home. So, you know, there's another place that mobile CRM products have a place. And personally, one of the best uses I've ever seen is when retail personnel in a shop have tablets that they're able to use to help out customers, maybe see what they've been doing online. It's a great use.
So in that setting that you just described in terms of retail, salespeople on the floor can kind of show them demos, give them additional information about products, or kind of draw on customer information in their file or record or their browsing history, and it kind of can enhance that customer experience in real time. Is that right?
Exactly. Yes, it makes the customer into a single individual. You know, the person who was doing a little browsing online and wound up coming into the store, same person. And furthermore, that retail assistant is going to know exactly what's in stock because they have access to the back end warehouse.
Right. So it's kind of better information, not just more information.
That's correct. And I love it.
And another thing that occurred to me while you were talking, I just talked with a user, and he was saying, you know, he's a sales manager, and his boss, who's the CEO, they often sit down and look at Salesforce together on their tablet. Sometimes they make changes, or maybe the CEO's looking at certain reports, but he's often doing that mobily. Do you find that that's a common use case as well?
Yes, it is a very common one. I've been known to leave it out when I'm discussing it because the further up the chain you go, you know, especially into the C-suite, people typically have a lot more freedom and authority to work the way they want to work. So it's entirely possible that even if the organization doesn't support it, that someone will have made a case to IT that the CEO or the CMO needs to have.
Right. Gotcha. So that might actually be an important place to start in making that case for mobile CRM.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's one of the things where you start getting into how to get mobile into the work environment. And having having an executive sponsor for any new program is often crucial to getting anywhere.
Right. Okay, so now we've talked about a lot of possible candidates for using mobile CRM. Who shouldn't use a mobile CRM app?
Well, I'd say surgeons, airline pilots, you know, hockey players, probably the worst candidates. It's, you know, anyone who needs to have their hands on something where they're paying attention to a specific object or data flow. For example, you know, someone whose main job is data entry or accounting, they are typically not going to need mobile CRM. It's not always going to hurt them, but it's probably a bit of a waste. But beyond that, now, I don't think anyone who should have access to CRM in the first place is immediately disqualified from a mobile version of it.
Right, gotcha. So, and you know, some people might, if you're a developer, maybe you're working on your PC version, but you kind of need to be able to see what's happening mobily to test things.
Yes, and in the case of a developer, if you don't have some kind of simulator for mobile devices on your desktop where you're doing your coding, it's a good idea to have the actual device available to see how it works.
Great. Okay, so now let's talk about some of the features of a mobile CRM client. What are those about?
Well, there are certain things, as I'm sure you know, that you really just can't even come to the table without. Absolute requirements. One of them is an offline mode, and that has pretty much always been the case. You can't count on uninterrupted Wi-Fi, no matter where you go, not even in your own house. So having a way to work with a current but saved version of your data and sync it later is, it's key. You can't do it without it. Whenever possible, though, you should be connected to the live data. Another thing that's important and unfortunately sometimes overlooked is a user interface that's friendly to smaller screens and touchscreen controls. Now, it's not enough to see the same thing that you'd get on your PC monitor. It has to be legible and it has to be manageable. You know, Excel does not look all that good on an iPhone. There's got to be a better way. If that means relying on dashboards as your primary interface and drilling down into them, you know, that's fine. But you've got to have something that is appropriate to the smaller form factor. And I'd say last, it's got to have a good reputation for data security. They have more or less figured out how to keep information safe on a server, on desktop computer, although there's always going to be a way to sneak in. But nothing is going to kill an RFP faster than an executive's fear that they might be leaving the warehouse door open by putting their data on applets. It's just, they're never going to let it happen.
Right. So, you know, this is often the all-important question for our readers and listeners. What should potential buyers consider before purchasing a mobile CRM product?
It's a very good question to ask. I'd say the first thing to consider is whether your CRM system that you have already includes mobile, or if the vendor that you got it from has it as an option. You know, I almost hate to have to mention this, but users don't always know what they already have. You know, back before cloud computing, we called it shelfware, where you'd have just boxes of disks sitting on shelves gathering dust because it'd been forgotten. Nobody really knew that there was something useful on there that had or hadn't been installed. And, you know, it's still with us today. You know, beyond that, though, I'd say, you know, do your research on device compatibility. That's another thing to watch out for. You know, any vendor can get an app to run on pretty much any device, but some work better right out of the box. You know, they were natively developed for the iPad or for a Droid device or for Microsoft Surface, and you should generally lean toward the ones that work best with what most of your users have or will have. If there's too broad a spread among users, then you look for something that's a little more platform agnostic.
Right. And by the same token, so you've talked about the importance of compatibility with mobile devices, but also we should probably mention the importance of compatibility with other back office apps, right? So like business productivity apps, Outlook, Office, the other things that your users are using to kind of send information back and forth, you definitely want to think about that in terms of your mobile CRM product. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It would be pretty embarrassing if you spent all this money and time getting mobile capability and discovering that one of the crucial parts of your operation is now inaccessible using it.
Right.
And it's happened. It has happened before. I hope it won't happen again because people are listening to this podcast, but there you go.
Right. And let me just ask you one other thing. Do you get the sense that cloud-based vendors have a leg up in terms of compatibility with a variety of applications and devices?
I would say yes. Not a huge leg up. But it's there. They're operating in that environment already. When you're a cloud vendor, you need to be able to adjust to whatever is being used on the other end, on the customer's end. With mobile, that's just another step forward on that. So it's not a big deal, but it certainly does seem to be more of a cloud thing.
Right. So, Marshall, any final thoughts on mobile CRM before I let you go?
Yeah. I would say that mobile CRM is at the bend in the hockey stick, if you look at a line graph over time, in terms of power and adoption. You know, it's right about at that inflection point where it takes off going straight up. There's less and less difference between what mobile devices can do and what a full-blooded computer can do, and CRM makers are taking advantage of that. And I think it's cool because I love tech. Lastly, though, despite how cool it is, and, you know, you have to think CRM is cool in the first place to think this, it doesn't fix deeper problems. Now, get mobile CRM if you need it. Absolutely. It's a great direction to move in if you need it. But make sure that your base CRM implementation is solid before you start. Or, to use a cliche, you're building a castle on sand.
Right. So you kind of have to get your house in order in terms of your basic CRM implementation before you start thinking about mobile.
That's right.
Okay.
Otherwise, you may wind up right. Otherwise, you may wind up having to redo work that you already thought you'd done or spend an awful lot more money than you already planned.
Well, Marshall, many, many thanks to you for shedding light on this topic. It gets a lot of airplay out there on the web, but you've helped distill it down for our listeners, so thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, Lauren. I hope it is helpful.
I think it's going to be. And for more on Mobile CRM, check out searchcrm.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.